Thank you very much. And is there any specific motion you have for the board?
Yes, to allow us to move forward with everything that I just laid out. The web posting approved $2,000 in advertising, $20,000 cap for the search firm, $3,000 cap on advertising with the search firm. Those are the key items.
I second
Do we want to give the moving expense cap also?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, there was also a five, and this is all in an email I sent.
Oh, it is?
As well, yeah. I sent a search committee report, and that's
okay.
In there, which is a $5,000 moving expense cap, should it be necessary.
Okay.
There was one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I may.
Sure.
We talked about that the $80,000 might be too low, and the committee said that everybody would do research on comparable salaries.
That's correct, yeah.
But we didn't resolve that at the time, so we're going to go with the $80,000 for now, and I guess it could be revised later.
Well, the $80,000 has to be approved because the former post was $75,000.
Right.
Yeah. And then...
But we might have to come back to the board.
But it also specifies the range. I mean, it says range. That's like a negotiating range, you know, starting point.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any questions from the board? Hello? Anybody
all
there?
The terms, I have a
don't
question.
Encourage them.
No, I just all the things we are to be approving are in this report, right? The budget cap,
there,
expenses. Is that correct?
Yes, I sent it in the report.
Lydia.
Yes.
Lydia.
Yes.
Is there a way that you could extract out of the report and that would create into a motion for approval for this board? Rather than saying approve the reports and everything in it, that's too vague and too general. Could you track that and make into a motion so that's more precise?
Okay. But you realize I don't want to sit here and read the whole job posting. I posted it to the board. You didn't want me to read that, did you? Okay.
No.
So we move that the PMB approve the recommendations from the search committee. Proceed with posting the recommended website posting and other ads.
I'm right here.
Not to exceed $2,000 in the first phase of the process.
If I take my clothes out and put them in the washing machine, is the guy going to set off the alarm?
Let's see.
Robert, why don't you just do it early in the morning?
Point of information, could you read the last part again, please? Approve the recommendations from the search committee, including...
Should we give
all the numbers, all the dollar amounts? Do you want me to include?
Yes, I will. Okay. The immediate posting, website posting.
And you're going to have to eat them with peanut butter smeared over the top.
As
we don't
well
want peanut
as
butter.
Could be. You mute the phone.
As well as.
Ads. Not to exceed $2,000. Period. Let's shorten it. Number one. The next item is the proposed, because it's the following, right? To approve the following. The proposed budget cap on search firm expenses I mean, it's all listed in what I sent you, by the way.
Okay, $20,000
including travel for candidates.
Oh, okay, this whole email thing here, okay.
Yeah, and then it
but
just goes on. Proposed moving expenses if necessary for the new ED, $5,000. Once a search firm is selected, an additional $3,000 is recommended four ads instead of two ads. And there was a discussion that $80,000 is still too low for this position. Wait a minute. For this position, but may be included on the listing, I'm adding, because that was a change from last time.
Okay.
And Lydia, I assume that this has gone through the Finance Committee?
No, it has not. It has not. So, should I put pending financial impact what? What is the appropriate thing? I know we have approved things in the past pending that. We did have the CFO on the line who felt this was all within the confines. We didn't exceed anything. The only thing that we raised was the $3,000, and that's not an immediate expenditure because we haven't hired a firm.
Yep.
Margaret?
Annie?
Back.
Oh, yes. One second, Mark. You have any comment on these expenses?
Oh, yeah, I participated in the committee. $20,000 is what we spent the last time around for a search committee. The advertising budget is pretty much what we did before. Moving expenses are standard for what we've allowed EDs to expend, although we don't necessarily spend all of those funds. We just put caps to it. And so I'm fine with what's on the table.
Okay. Thank you. All right. That's the motion, Lydia?
Yes.
Okay. So, Madam Secretary, just read the motion one last time, and then we take a vote.
Well, this is Bob. I have a small amendment.
Go ahead.
Yes. At the very end of the job posting, after, not instead of, but after the equal opportunity statement about non-discrimination, I'm proposing to add the sentence we used in the 2005 posting, which read, "Women, people of color, and members of other underrepresented groups are strongly encouraged to apply." That's different than a statement of non-discrimination. It's an affirmative statement about the kind of people we expect.
I second that motion.
Can you read it again, Bob?
Yes. Women, comma, people of color, and members of other underrepresented groups are strongly encouraged to apply.
Any objection to that amendment? If none, go ahead, Mary. So just take a vote. Is there any objection to adopting this motion as amended by Bob Lederer?
Can I just make a comment?
Go ahead, sure.
I think it's fine. I appreciate all this work that's gone into this. The only thing that I want to say is that it seems premature to be recommending an advertising budget, especially one that's the same or just slightly more than what we did last time, because I think that this time we might actually want to advertise a little farther than we did. I don't know. But at the same time, we can always approve more funds for that later. That's all
right.
I wanted to say is I'll vote for this.
Thank you. Any objections to adopting this motion? No objection. Motion is adopted, and our meeting is coming to an end, the public session, and for our... prior to starting our executive session, I request that our ED and the Chief Financial Officer and the Council attend item 1 and item 2 of the executive session agenda, and our General Counsel to stay for throughout the duration of our executive session. And I request that we take 10-minute break, and... then we go to executive session and I entertain a motion for adjournment for the public session.
Point of information.
I'm Margaret on the stack.
Sure.
I had a point of information, Michael.
Go ahead,
Did
Michael.
Did you hear me?
I also have a point of information. This is Greg.
Okay, just one second. Go ahead, Michael, and then who is the other person?
This is Greg.
I was Margaret.
And Margaret.
Okay, Margaret. Go ahead, Michael, and then Margaret.
I don't think we got information about the number in the code to get into the executive session.
It was sent
out by Sarv earlier.
It was sent out by everyone. Give it to Michael.
Yeah,
when was
I'll
that
call.
Sent, please?
Was not sent.
Yeah,
I will. I can send it to the PNB list if people want.
Would you please? Yeah.
Would you do that?
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Please. With the agenda,
Thank
please.
Hey, don't forget.
Same number as. Is it the same number
Thank
as
you.
Last time?
No, Michael, don't. We're
no,
on public.
No, you will get it, Michael. They got somebody. Chandra, would you send it to the
yes,
whole
Yes, I'm
going to
send it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So we'll see you in
don't
10 minutes.
I have a computer.
Oh, is there a motion to adjourn
Greg
for the public
statement.
Session?
Greg wanted to ask something.
No, that was my point.
And Margaret,
I didn't get
too.
The or the phone number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Margaret?
Margaret, go ahead.
She asked first.
Yes, I did. I know that I earlier said I would send an email around about this, but I realize I would be derelict not to pose this question because it's a question from a working committee of the LSB, the personnel committee of our LSB. So I just wanted to throw it out there. I don't know if it would have the same impact putting it on email. It is to the... the personnel committee. And the question is the personnel committee, you don't have to answer it now unless it's a quick answer, working on a uniform evaluation form for the management, throughout the network, or is the intention is to continue to leave it up to each LSB to develop their own evaluation form or survey. Okay.
This is Lydia,
so,
if I may respond just very briefly.
Thank you, Lydia.
Is that we fully intend to do that. We have it kind of on our year's agenda as soon as we complete some of these preliminary pressing things, including Chandra is also focusing on the generalized policies so that that is our intent to help standardize to the degree possible.
Thank you.
All right, so motion to adjourn. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Any,
are the people without a number supposed to get the number?
Chandra is going to email.
I'm going to call you.
Thank you.
Okay. So we'll see you in 10 minutes from now. That's 8. Make it 8:15. Thank you.
Yeah,
8:15. Fine.